Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
Baptist Church and the Pentecostal Church. Belongs to God. That's why I don't get upset when people say I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Pastor-elect Donnell Douglas, along with none other than our co-host, none other than Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas. I am Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas. We're just here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited to do that and be coming to with you and share the Word of God and give you strength on this morning, to empower you on this morning, to let you know that no matter what your situation or circumstance may be, that God is not only able, but He is well able to see you through it. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, on this morning, we want to make sure that we go into our effectual, fervent prayer this morning, and also to share our morning scripture with you, and also to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. Thank you so very much for you guys continuing your support to tune in and partner up with us, all of you great countries across the United States, all you great states, cities across the United States, and all you great countries around the world. We thank you so much. We love you so much for your support and your continuing sharing the broadcast and connecting with us and letting us know that we are impacting your life. Amen. Amen. Listen, guys, real quick, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. God, we thank you for what you do, God, and that is be God and be big in our life, Father God. God, we're just excited, God, that you're here to just come and just touch our life on this morning, Father God. We bless and magnify your mighty and rich name, God. We glorify you, magnify you, and we lift you up. We say we love you, and we appreciate you so very much for all that you do in our life. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. God, we pray that you would touch them in a mighty way. Give them strength. Give them power, God. Impact their lives right now. God, no matter what they may be experiencing right now, God, let them know that even in this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. God, and we thank you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we say thank you, Father, for your continued love, your continued power, and your continued grace. That, Lord, that we may find ourselves in you, God, a great place, a great shift, a great power, God, that we're able to stand and to withstand, God. God, in the season, God, where the enemy thought that he could come in and wreak havoc and cause situations and circumstances, God, to come, God, under our life and cause us to stumble. Lord, we pray for those that are in those countries, God, that need their strength, need empowerment, and need grace. God, need your will and your word to be made manifest in their life. God, we pray that you would move right now by your power, right now by your strength. Touch them, God. God, in a mighty way, God, and give them the ability to stand in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the trials and tribulation, and give them the understanding, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself, and beside you, Father God, there is no other. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen Amen and amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is going to be Psalms 1. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Amen. 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 That is our morning scripture on this morning. Now, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. And again, we thank you so much for all your continued support and connecting with us, all of you great apostles and missionaries. All you great lay ministers, the ones that are over in those countries right now that are going in right now and being the voice of strength and the voice of power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you would continue to support and protect and watch over them. It is our prayer. Amen, God. Amen. Amen. We have the United States. We have Canada, Brazil. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Ghana. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Russia. We have Bulgaria. We have Hong Kong. We have China. We have the United Kingdom. And we also have Mexico. And we want to say thank you guys so, so very much for your continuing connecting and being a part of what God is doing in this time and in this hour with us. And we want to make sure that you guys know that at the end of the day, God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Amen. 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 Listen, guys, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. There's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise on it. There's a miracle in.
So I'm gonna put a praise.
Amen, 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 and amen, and amen again. Amen. Listen, guys, we're just excited. We're just excited to come on and share with you on this morning. This is the word that the Lord has dropped in our spirit this morning to share with you, and it comes from the book of Galatians 3. And it's going to be that second verse, Galatians 3, that second verse that says this to us. It says this to us. This only would I learn of you. Receive by the Spirit. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. I'm going to read that again. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Listen, this morning I want to encourage somebody this morning. I want to encourage somebody this morning on this morning that listen, it is only by faith that we can operate, move, live, breathe, and do what we do in this world, and operate and live in this world and please God is only by our faith. It is only by faith that we can please our God. And the one thing that we have to learn, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that even in our most difficult and complex places that we may operate in, that we may be living in, that we may be seeing ourselves in right now, we have to understand that God is not only able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. We have to learn how to lean only on what God is saying. Because watch here, the world is going to give us all of these false narratives, if you would. He'll give us all of these false pretenses. He'll give us all of these false promises that he can make. But watch what God says. God says to us that he is not only able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, but then he'll turn around and he tells us that he is not a man that he should lie, neither that he is a son of man that she has to repent. That he said it. Watch what he said. That he said that will I make it come to pass. Then he turned around. Is there anything too hard for God? When we learn to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that no matter how bad our situation or circumstance may be, if we learn to operate in our faith, come on here. Now, he says something in the book, in the Bible says that faith without works is dead. We have to learn how to operate in our ability to see that no matter what our condition or circumstance may look like, no matter how bad the road may be, no matter how many times we've been left for dead, no matter how many times people have walked out of our life, no matter how many times we've been lied on, no matter how many times they done took our name and ran our name through the mud, no matter how many times they done walked out on us, ladies and gentlemen, let me help you this morning and give you some strength that it when you stand in faith, come on here, God is a recoverer when you stand in faith. Because watch this, to be honest with you, can I help you real quick? Can I give you some strength real quick? They were never a part of the promise, no way. Oh my God, who am I helping this morning? They were never a part of the promise, no way. They were just there, watch this here, to get you to where you needed to be. They did their part. Now that they've done their part, please understand that they must now leave and move on. If y'all ever follow me and y'all ever listen to me, y'all been with me for a minute, y'all know that there's only three type of people in this world. There's only three type of people in this world. There's only three. And the first one is a seasonal person. Now, this person is designed to be with you for in a season. This is a seasonal person. This person is here. He dropped in or she dropped in for that season. There is a season that they're here for. And once that season is up, They need to move on. Now there's the situational people. Now this person that is in your life, that's a situational person, let me help you real quick with them. Situational people are there for a situation. Come on here. In situations, they're real good with a situation. They work and operate real good in a situation. And watch this here. What's the most important thing about a situational person is this. Don't ever give the situational person the center stage. Oh, my God. Right. Because once you give them the center stage, ladies and gentlemen, guess what happens when you give these jokers the center stage? When you give them the center stage, ladies and gentlemen, what they'll wind up doing is this. Come on here. They'll think that they're the main attraction. Oh, Lord. You got to be careful when it comes to allowing situational people to connect to your life. Because watch this. What does this do? What did this do? This makes your faith a little bit shaky. This makes your faith a little bit wavering. This makes you come on here. Because you're starting to hear what the situational person is saying, but they were only designed to be there but for a moment. Come on here. They were only designed to be there but for a moment. And if they're not there, and the crazy part about it is this. If you let that moment, come on here, become their moment, God, help me right up in here. You'll lose your moment. Oh, Lord, okay. That's another story for another time. Now we have what we call dimensional people. Mm. Watch this here. Dimensional people are designed to do one of two things. They're either there to guide you to the next dimension. Huh? Well, listen to me. They're there to guide you to your next dimension, or they're there to give you a blueprint of, watch this here, where you need to go. I'm going to say that again. They're designed to be the blueprint so you'll know where you're going, or they're designed to show you by their actions. Watch this here. Where they've been, who they've been with, who they've been able to help and to shift. These are called mentors. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful, ladies and gentlemen, that these people, we don't get caught up because even our mentors, ladies and gentlemen, there are times that our mentors need to go head on and we need to shift mentors. Come on here, because a mentor can only take us so far. Oh, Lord. See, this is the thing that I learned. I learned that God allows me to be parked in someone's life for a moment. And watch this here. When my season is up, I pray and ask God, God, show me my exit. Come on here. We have to learn, oh, my God, people of God, listen to me. We have to learn how to institute our exit. We need to learn how to execute a proper exit and leave the scene and leave the scene without making so much ruckus. Come on here. We got folk that don't want to go. Hey, come on here. You know that old saying that my grandmother used to say it all the time. I don't know if your grandmother said it all the time, but my grandmother used to say this all the time. She said, don't let the dough knob hit you. Come on here. What a good Lord split you. Don't come on here. When you leave the scene, leave with dignity. Leave with quietness. Leave with meekness. Leave with gentleness. Because watch this, you're not designed to be there. But watch this. We have to understand that each one of these people, watch the text, they are the ones who shape our faith if we're not careful. Because a lot of times, God helped me right up in here. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't even trying to go here. I wasn't even trying to go in this direction. But since I'm here, let's go ahead on and go for the ride. These people that are here, ladies and gentlemen, watch this here. They're here, and they do their job. They do what they're supposed to do, and they drop what they need to drop, and they operate, supposedly, in the way that they're supposed to operate and they're supposed to leave. But we have to realize that the things that they've done, ladies and gentlemen, they shape our faith. And this is where our hurt comes. Oh, Lord. This is where our church hurt comes in. This is where, come on here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on this morning. This is where our church hurt comes in. Because a lot of times what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is this. They will operate out of, watch this here, their own personalized hurt. Come on, let me help you, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Come on, let's hop in the ride, and let's go up on Faith Street. Let me show you, watch this here. I myself personally have been church hurt. Mm-hmm. That's probably about maybe, I say 99.9% of the people that is listening to me this morning. you've been church hurt. Yeah. You'd have been hurt by the man of God. You'd have been hurt by the woman of God. You'd have been hurt by somebody in the church. You'd have been hurt by one of the missionaries. You'd have been hurt by one of the deacons. You'd have been hurt by one of the choir members. You'd have been hurt by the choir director. You'd have been hurt by somebody in the church. Church hurt operates and causes our faith, watch this here, to start to dwindle. See, some people operate, the Bible says, well, we just got to read the reading in Galatians, they will operate in the law of the world. They operate in the law of this earth, but it is our faith. Come on, preacher, and show the text. We have to learn how to operate in our level of faith. And our level of faith says that we're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. But when we learn how to walk and trust in him, for he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We got to learn how to do what God has called us to do. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, watch this here. Let me help you real quick. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, our place that we're in, the enemy, watch what the enemy does. The enemy will sow snares and tares in our walk with God and make us stumble and make us want to fall and make us want to give up. But watch what I'm learning. Watch what I'm learning. I'm learning some really good stuff about God. I'm learning that even though that the snares and the traps that are there, they are designed, come on here, to make that more perfect witness. Come on. He says in the word, he gives us this. He says, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Watch the beautiful part about the weapon being formed. The beautiful part about the weapon being formed, y'all gonna think I'm crazy. The beautiful part about the weapon is for that's formed, the weapon is going to hit its target. Watch this here. The weapon is going to be fired. Watch this here. The weapon is going to come against our life, and it's going to make it look like we're falling apart. But watch this here. The beautiful part about it is, watch this here. He says in his word, he says, it shall not prosper. It's going to hit. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be times where we're going to be saying to ourselves, Lord, what is really going on? But it's going to work for your good. He says all things, even the weapon, work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. There is a great undertaking in this that God will do just what he said he's going to do. We just got to learn how to trust in him. Oh, my God, who am I helping this morning? We just got to learn how to trust in him. How do we trust in him? Our faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. Watch the evidence. Evidence of things not seen. A lot of times we don't know what direction to go in, people of God. But watch this. God is a guider. He said in his word, he says he is a lamp unto our feet and he is a light unto our pathways. He will guide us. But we have to allow him, watch this here, to be the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. A lot of times the reason why we don't operate and move like we need to move and see God like we need to see God and comprehend God like we need to comprehend God is because we got all that other stuff. Come on, preacher, preach the text then. We got all this other stuff going on. But I preached the message some years ago, and I believe that it'll bless us now. Just a little tidbit of it. It was called seeing God in the chaos. Seeing God in the chaos. Seeing God in the chaos. We have to learn that God is still operating in, oh my God, who am I preaching to this morning? God will still work in the midst of the chaos. My question to you is this. Do you see him? Do you see God moving in the chaos? Do you see, come on, preacher, you work in the text. Can you see God in this thing? Can you, oh, Lord, can you identify God in this most, oh, Lord, in the most detrimental place in your life? Y'all remember Peter? Y'all remember Peter when Peter stepped out of of the jurisdiction of the church. Yeah, he stopped. Come on here. He stepped out of the bylaws. He stepped out of the commonality of the world, of the church. He stepped out of the commonality of his brethren that he was around when they were all on the ship, and Jesus was walking on the water, and they misidentified Jesus and thought that Jesus was, watch this here, was a ghost. He was a figment of their imagination. Come on here. And Peter stepped out of it and saw God in the chaos, even though the storms or the winds and waves of the storm was going on. Peter still identified God, oh my God, in the chaos, and had the audacity, come on here, Peter had the audacity to ask God, ask the Son of God, ask Jesus, our Redeemer, he said, bid me to come. In other words, he begged him, please let me come out there with you. Sometimes, come on, preacher, and help the people on this morning. Man, listen, it's your faith that will make you ask God, God, let me walk on the chaos. Come on, come on, come on. Let me walk on this chaos. Let me walk on this craziness. Let me, because watch this here. You got a whole lot of church folk. You got a whole, oh my goodness. You got a whole lot of church folk that don't get it. You got Manda Sato Pandidio Bashai. Y'all forgive me. That was stuck in the city of my never dying soul. We got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that we got to trust God in the chaos, and he will meet us in the most craziest places that's going on. Now, I know that there's some of them, some of my theologians that are listening, and they'll beg the difference, and they'll say, well, Peter lost faith. Man of God, you got to understand, Peter lost faith, and he began to sink. Yeah, that he did. He got a little shaky in his faith. But watch this here. It was a sea. Shiraman Sandovashatai Radderibobobosa. It was a sea. It was a seed. Peter still walked out there. See, this is the thing that people don't understand. They preach the text. They preach the text as if Peter lost faith. He began to sink. He took his eyes off God and he began to sink. See, they focus too much on that. Because watch this. First off, number one, he was the only one that ever walked on water. Him and Jesus were the only recorded two people in biblical history who walked on water. That's the first thing I want to introduce to you. Peter was a trendsetter. Lord, when you're a trendsetter, you got to learn how, when you're a trendsetter, you got to understand that even when all hell is breaking loose, you can still, my God, you can still rise to the occasion. And yes, you will get weary and well-doing. Yes, you come on here. Yes, you will get weary and well-doing. You're going to get tired, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get weary, you're going to hear all the naysayers, all the ones talking about you, all the ones running your name through the mud, all the ones that want to walk off and leave you for dead, but can I be a blessing to you this morning? You still stepped out on it. Irregardless of what happened, you stepped out on it. You got proof. You got unfallible proof that you can do it. Hello, lights and walls. Preach back to the preacher. You got evidence. You got proof that you did it. You stepped into a place that nobody else did because of the injection of your faith. Now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for. You got to learn how to step out on nothing. Oh, Lord, how many of y'all under the sound of my voice, you still sitting there in the pandemic? God done told you to step out on your nothing. Oh, Lord, how many of y'all under the sound of my voice right now, the Lord done told you to step out on your nothing. The Lord done told you to step out on your impossibility. God then told you to step out. Come on here. Step out on that thing that everybody else in your family said you can't. Oh, preacher, you supposed to get into some serious trouble now. You your family members that said back and told you that you can't do it. My God, your family members have made accusations and said that you ain't, oh, Lord, ain't nobody else in our family ever done that. Why would you want to try something like that? Because you're a trendsetter. Because you got you got faith, the grain of a mustard seed that can not only move a mountain. Come on here. I said it myself, and I've been saying it for years. That song, I love it. Lord, don't move my mountain. Just give me the strength to climb. I'm sorry. Why would I operate in a place that God did not tell me to operate in? He said, talk to it. And, oh, Lord, you finna get in some trouble. I don't even care. I'm going to go out there anyway. Why would I walk across? Why would I climb something? Why would I climb up something? And the Bible tells me that he said, if I speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed, it will move for me. Why would I want to climb something that I can speak to? We got, oh, Lord, people of God, we got to learn how to speak to stuff. We got to learn, life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's in the book of Proverbs. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have the ability to speak those things that be not as though they were. Operate in where God has called you to operate in. Stop speaking stuff. Oh God, I'm gonna get in trouble. Stop speaking stuff over yourself that the people have been spoken over you that's negative. Oh yeah, my mom and them, everybody in my family, they all deal with it. They all got that. They all got cancer. My cousin got breast cancer. One of my cousins, they got prostate cancer, and I know it ain't nothing but time before it hit my life and hit my family. I already know. If I don't get it, one of my kids gonna get it. You feel me? Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you see what? Can I bless you? Can I teach you how to talk? You speak it. You say, Father, thank you for watch this here. Thank you for deliverance, not only just in my house, but Lord, thank you for delivering my cousins. God, thank you for touching their bodies and speak. I speak life over them now. God, this thing called cancer that have them. You say every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Everything that got a name got a tongue. Come on, I thank you, Lord, because this thing has a tongue. I can speak to it, and it has to bow to your name. And I speak to cancer and say, cancer, you don't have my family. Cancer, you don't have me. You don't have my husband. You don't have my children. You don't even have my brothers, even though the doctors have diagnosed it with it. The Bible says, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we shall trust in the high name of the Lord. And the Lord's name is a strong tower, and that where we shall hide, we can run in and be safe. I learned that I got to speak to a thing, come on here, and make it come to pass. You got power in your tongue, but this does not operate, this does not function until you realize that faith must be first. But you ain't no need in saying it if you don't believe it. Watch this here. I was listening, and I've heard this before, but I was listening to 50 Cent, Curtis. I can't think of Curtis's last name, but his name is 50, the rapper 50 Cent. He was having an interview with Oprah. And as he was interviewing with Oprah, he said something that I've heard in my hearing before. I said, okay, God, I say you somebody. He said it just like this. He said, I'm learning that if I'm going to pray, why worry? If I'm going to worry, why pray? And I sat there and I shook my head. And I said, Lord, this man ain't even all the way in. God, help me right up in here. This man ain't all the way in. He on the cusp of it. He on the cusp of understanding what's going on. And he's saying, I'm praying and asking God to fix it. Why should I worry about it if I'm praying? If I'm going to worry about it, why should I pray? Watch the shift. He is giving you a template. A worldly man is giving you a template to show you. Come on, preacher, you better mess him up with this one. He's giving you a template to follow, saying that if you're going to trust God, trust God. If you're not going to trust God, figure something else out. Because watch this here. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you on to your destiny. Because this is Testimony Tuesday. We got to learn how to speak those things that may not as though they were. I just went through a trial myself. And I sat back, and I'm telling you, if I saw everything coming. I mean, from the attack on our children, on the attack to our finances, on the attack to our livelihood, on attack to our children's livelihood. Watch this here. I begin to speak, and I just begin to bless God. I begin to praise God in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rain. I begin to praise Him. I said, God, you got to be doing something big in this one. Father, I thank you for what you're doing right now. God, I glorify you. Y'all forgive me. I'm getting happy all over again. God, I thank you for all things being made well. Father, Lord, right in the middle of it, I say, God, I bless you. God, I magnify you. God, I thank you because I know that this is going to work for my good. All things work together for my good. I got excited and I began to understand this is what he was talking about. He was talking about speak life in this place, even though all hell may be breaking loose. You have to learn how to still speak life and life more abundantly. It's already a part of the promise if you learn how to speak the promise, people of God. Learn how to speak the promises. You are healed. That's your promise. Your financial breakthrough. You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. Start speaking the promises over you. By your stripes, you are healed. Learn to speak the promises. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Speak that over your children. You got to learn, come on. You got to learn how to speak the promises that's attached to your life. And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, watch what happens. When you do that, it causes a ripple in the devil's plan, and he got to try something else. He got to try coming from somewhere else. But I'm so glad the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he builds a standard up against it. And then he turns around, and the devil said this out of his own mouth. He said that you got a hedge of protection around him. Come on. You got a hedge of protection around them, and that hedge of protection that you got around them, I can't get past it. So you got to learn. You got to learn how to speak the promises of God and learn how to let God be God and the devil be a liar and everything else outside of that, people of God. You got to learn how to just let God do what he do. Don't be captivated by the law. Don't be captivated. He said, I've learned that the law is what keeps you captive. He said, but hear this by faith. Hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by, watch this here, the word of God. Learn how to speak the word into your life, into your existence, into who you are, into where you're supposed to be. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to walk in what he said that he's going to walk in. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part and listening on this morning. That's the word of the Lord on this morning. That's the word of the Lord on this morning. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Let's do this. I want to extend to you this opportunity to walk with Christ. And it's going to be very simple. It's not complex. It's a prayer. And we call it our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer, because you overcome the thing that the enemy thought that he could use as a weapon against your life. Amen? So with that being said, watch what we're going to do. We're going to share with you the overcomer scripture, which is Romans 10 and 9. It simply says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. We're going to extend to you that opportunity. We're going to extend to you that chance. We're going to extend to you that walk, that opportunity to walk with God. And that's very simple. We're going to pray. And I'm going to reintroduce this scripture again. And when I do that, I just want you to lift up your hands. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voice, just lift up your hands and walk in that place. Walk in that freedom. Walk in that newfound experience in God, if you would, to give God a true opportunity and chance to be who he is in your life. Amen? Amen. So watch here. With that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, the ones that have come to this altar that you have created for them right now. God, we call those that are willing to come. God, that would want to give their life and give their life to you, Father God, and to walk after you. Father, so today we as they come and surrender themselves to you, oh God. God, we speak the scripture of Romans 10 over their life. This is where you lift up your hands. Those of you all under the sound of my voice that want to be walk after Christ, lift up your hands right here. The Romans 10 and 9 says that if they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that you died, your son, Jesus died, that they will be saved. They are saved now. They are saved now. They are saved now, right now. In the midst of all of this that's going on, they are saved right now. They are saved. Thank you, Father, for the safety of their lives, even now, right now, Father God. God, we thank you for the safety of their lives, that they gave their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray for those, God, that are in the valley of decision, the ones who have not made that decision, Father God, God, to come and cross over into that place that you call freedom, God, into that place called liberty. God, we pray for them now. Father, we pray, God, that you would, God, give them grace. God, let your traveling grace be with them. But, God, let them know in the urgency of their hearts, God, in the urgency of their hearts right now, God. God, that they have to make plans now because time is winding up. Time is winding up. Time is winding up, Father God. So let them know that the time is winding up and they have to put a rush on it. Father, don't let them be out in the wind, in the wiles of life, God, when you come. God, pull them and wrangle their hearts and their minds, God. God, to let them know that it's time for them to get into the right standing with you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We have three keys that we want to share with you. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, make sure that you get into a church home. Right now, the pandemic's still kind of a little bit topsy-turvy, but those of you all that are going in, make sure that you mask up and that you sanitize your hands and do all the necessary precautions to keep yourself safe. Those of you all that are going to be looking and strolling through trying to find a church to go to, remember that we are not only just a worldwide gospel connections radio show host, we're also the pastors of the Abba House International. So we are pastors as well. So you can connect with us, the Worldwide Gospel Connection and the Abba House page are connected one to another. You could catch us on Tuesday, which will be tonight, and then you could catch us on Sundays, which is on Sundays where we will have our walk in the Word on tonight, and then on at 7:15, and then at 10:30 on Sundays, we have our Sunday morning Bible service. Amen. So please make sure that you guys look through to find a pastor. And if you guys are looking for a pastor, we would be glad to have you guys a part of our service and a part of our church. You could do so when you go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. The Abba House is connected there. You can click on the Abba House page. And when you click on the Abba House page, just go to the messenger board and let us know that you would like to be a member here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We would be glad to take care of that for you. We'll be glad to connect with you. There you can find all of the connected information to us as well. God bless you guys. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. We love you so much for you guys continuing supporting us with the Worldwide Gospel Connection and with our radio broadcast. And that last and final thing is make sure that that pastor, make sure that that preacher that you're under, make sure that their life is being portrayed through the Bible that they live out in front of people. Amen. Amen. That's our final thing. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you could do so. We have three ways that you could do so. We have our Cash App that is connected to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and that Cash App is WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You could go, you can connect with us there. You could also connect to us on the PayPal app, on your PayPal. And the PayPal simply is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. Those, that's the other way. And then there's the Zelle. There's two numbers that's connected to the Zelle, and that number is 832-816-7933 or 832-816-7997. Either one of those numbers will be connected to the Zelle, as you could share your gift of giving there. Now remember, guys, those gifts that you share with us, we take those gifts and we sow those gifts into other ministries. This is how you reap a harvest in another man's field that you did not plant in. When you sow into us, we take your seed and we sow your seed there, and that seed goes on and on and so on and so on and so on. Amen. Amen. So again, we're just excited about how God is operating and moving by his power and by his strength and doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. So amen. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this word of strength, this word of power, this word of grace, this word of wisdom, this word of understanding that he has allowed us to share on today. And we thank God for you. We thank God that you will continue to support. Remember, share the number, share the broadcast. Please share the broadcast. Make sure you share the broadcast. Call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that we're here Monday through Friday. We're here Monday through Friday with the word. We have our Man Up Monday, which is our Man Up Monday, where I am the host on there, where we take that and we have all of our men folk come on and just share. We have different pastors and preachers and bishops from across this country, across this great state of Texas. We're in the state of Texas. God's this great state of Texas. We have them to come and they share with us. Also, we have our Testimony Tuesday, which you're listening to today. And then we have our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. Our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. And then we have our Women's Day Thursday, which is Lady Douglas's baby. That's her Women's Day program that she has on Thursday, where she has some great women of God to come on and share. And then we have our Freestyle Friday, which we share on Freestyle Friday. Freestyle Friday, you never know what you're going to get. You may get a restaurant owner. You may get a entrepreneur that has some type of business or some type of you don't know what you're going to get on Freestyle Friday. But everybody that comes on, they have a relationship with God. They for real with Jesus. Amen. They know God for real, and the knowing of their knowing, they know him for themselves. Amen. Amen. Listen, we thank you guys so much again. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And listen, remember that God is not only able, he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to learn how to do, ladies and gentlemen, is trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will for surely, without a shadow of doubt, direct our path. God bless you. Look forward to you guys joining us, and continue to join us and continue to share the number, continue to share the broadcast. And thank you so much again from the bottom of our hearts. We love you and we appreciate you.